You're listening to the Violin Sonata by Strauss, performed by Brisbane violinist Courtney Cleary, who is one of Australia's finest violinists. And you'll have a chance to hear her perform next weekend. She returns to the stage in Brisbane at the QPAC Concert Hall stage. Only 100 guests allowed to that performance, so I guess you have to be quick to get the tickets there. Courtney joins us now. G'day, Courtney.
Hi, Kate. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for that little bit of Strauss. Well, we don't often play Strauss, I have to say, on ABC Radio.
No, I can't imagine you do. It's one of my favourite pieces, though, so thanks for playing that.
Can you give us some context of that piece?
Yes, yeah, so that recording was from a recital at St. Gabriel's in Pimlico in London. I think it was middle of last year, and the pianist you're hearing is Mihai Beretz from Budapest.
And you particularly love that piece.
Yeah, I really love that piece. Strauss wrote it when he was only about 20 years old, and at the time he just met the woman he was about to marry eventually, so he was full of love and joy at that point. So it's just a really special piece that I think a lot of people can relate to emotionally.
Now, Courtney, Brisbane's your hometown, but you've been living overseas of late. Can you tell me what you've been up to?
Yes, so I moved away from Australia in 2015. I moved to London to study at the Royal Academy of Music, and I was there for 3 years. And then I took a brief holiday with my mother to Corfu, but then straight to New York to start my master's degree at Juilliard. And I've just finished that in May this year.
What was the Juilliard experience like?
It was really intense, but it's a really amazing school because there's such a sense of community. Everyone's really dedicated to their art, but also really supportive of each other and collaborating and, you know, producing the best sort of art we can. So, yeah, although there was a lot of academic work and a lot of lessons and performing, it was really, really enjoyable.
Speaking of performing, I understand you've performed in front of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth. When did that happen and what was that like?
Yeah, so that was in 2017, and in the lead up to the Commonwealth Games, they have a Commonwealth service. So the Queen was there along with other distinguished guests from the royal family, and I believe the Prime Minister at the time was there. So I was performing some solo Bach. It was the Largo from his C major sonata, which was broadcast on BBC television.
Was that nerve-wracking, or is it just a joy to be able to do that?
Yes, it was pretty nerve-wracking, especially because I knew there was an audience much wider than was actually in the room at the time. Also, Westminster Abbey is a huge venue. It's very hard to make enough sound to fill it. So the pressure was definitely on, but it was a really fun day.
So, and are you attuned to all of those technical elements, like trying to really create enough sound and try and thinking about the technical elements of exactly where you are in each moment? Or do you get lost in the music when you play? Or can you not afford to get lost in the music when you play?
A little bit of both. With a venue like Westminster Abbey, obviously you're concentrating on the projection, and because of the reverberance in the room, it's really hard to articulate and make sure that every note is clear. So I was really focusing on that, but about halfway through the piece, I thought, you know, it's been really successful so far, so I'm just going to enjoy it.
What draws you to the violin, or drew you originally to the violin above all other instruments?
Well, I actually grew up sitting on the floor of my mother's rehearsals. She's actually a professional clarinetist, and she was in the Australian contemporary ensemble called Perihelion. And I think as a three-year-old, I was listening to them play, and I pointed to the violist and I said, "I want to play that one, Mum." And she said, "Okay, we'll get you a violin."
And there you were. And I don't know, my sister took on the violin, but only sort of started learning it for 6 months, and that was not a time that you wanted to be at home, I have to say, for those early
rehearsal times. No, thankfully my mother put up with the terrible beginner sounds of the violin, but I got better quite quickly.
And what would people expect to hear from you next weekend at QPAC?
So next weekend in the concert hall, I'll be beginning with a piece called Fratres by Arvo Pärt. It's probably one of his greater known works for a solo instrument. It's based on a single chord progression based on, I think, Gregorian chant, but he presents it in a lot of different technical ways, and there's some beautiful colours in that piece for you to enjoy. And then it will be followed by the Janáček Violin Sonata, which is a little bit more challenging for the listener, but also some beautiful moments. And there are four movements. They're all very contrasting. And then we'll be finishing with Beethoven's Kreutzer Sonata. It's his ninth sonata, probably his most famous as well, also his most technically demanding. So I've put the pressure on a little bit there, but I'm really looking forward to that piece.
You'll have a bit of momentum by then. You'll be right in
yes.
your groove. It'll be great. And what does the rest of the year hold for you? Because everyone's year's sort of been turned a bit upside down.
Yeah, so due to COVID, a lot of the performances have been cancelled. I was actually meant to be doing a quartet tour in France, which is unfortunately not happening. I was also meant to be playing some Bartok in Budapest with the pianist Mihai that you just heard in the Strauss, which I think is also postponed until next year. So there's not a lot coming up, but that gives me a bit of time to get some recordings underway. So hopefully you'll be able to hear some of that soon.
Well, let's just have a little Strauss moment once again. And thank you so much for speaking with us today. All the best with your performance next weekend.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.